Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
Check. Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
Oh, we're this close. This close. We wouldn't even be this close. Maybe this close. Hawks are playing so much better. I mean, after that terrible October, November, early December stretch. I mean, they're, you know, somebody on NHL Network the other night said it. You know, they're just, there's no give up. They're in it to go. Tied it up in the last 3 minutes the other night. And then Nashville. Just shut the whole city down. Nashville scored a game winner in overtime. It's gone that way the last couple of games. You get a point. You need two, and you need two, and you need two, and you need two more as fast as you can. So, happy to welcome to the program Drake Kajula, one of your newer Blackhawk names. Good morning, Drake. How are you?
Good morning, Steve. How's it going?
Thanks for jumping up and getting on. By the way, how many different ways have people pronounced your last name?
Oh, I've heard... I've heard numerous different.
Give me a few. Give me a few that you get regularly.
A lot of them say Kajulia. Kajulia. Everyone thinks it's L, then I, and then Kagula, Kajula.
I like Kagula.
A couple people on Twitter like to make the Caligula reference.
Right.
So
children.
I've heard a ton of different pronunciations.
I was talking about the overtime situation with the hated Nashville Predators. My word, not yours. Is it harder when it gets that close and you pick up the point when you could have had two, or you did stay in that zone of being encouraged because the team's played so much better in the last month and a half?
It's always tough. You want 2 points in every game that you play. We had a pretty hard-fought game against a really good team, and, you know, we were able to scrape out 1 point, and right now every point is as crucial as can be. So, we're obviously not satisfied with 1 point, but, we'll take the 1 point as well at the same time.
You know, Coach is on the show. Jeremy Colleton is on the show every week with us, and I've not asked him, and I don't know that he'd tell me, but what is he like in the dressing room? Is he a fire and brimstone screaming and yelling type, or is he say less and hope for more?
No, I think he's a pretty calm, cool, collected guy. He doesn't scream or yell or anything like that, but he gets his point across and the guys listen, and he's obviously an intelligent hockey mind, and he does a really good job in the locker room and keeping everybody calm, and there's no panic in the locker room at all.
Drake, when this trade went down right before New Year's, were you kind of caught off guard by it, leaving Edmonton?
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't expect my name to be thrown around in trade rumors or anything like that. And, it kind of came out of nowhere. I got a text from my agent about 20 minutes before the phone call saying, hey, I've heard some rumors, but I'm actually heading on vacation to the Dominican right now, so I don't think anything will happen until I get back. And then about a half hour later, I got a phone call saying I was traded, so it happened pretty quickly and caught me off guard. But I'm definitely excited about the new opportunity.
So, who's your new agent?
His name is Justin Huberman. He actually flew back. He's from Chicago.
Oh, actually, wow, so. Good deal. That's a real agent. Yeah. That's impressive.
So, is it true you were playing video games when you got the call?
Yeah, I was playing the popular game of Fortnite with a couple buddies from back home, and I just told them, hey, sorry, I got to go. I just got traded. And they're like, whoa, time out. You got to finish the game. So it was a pretty crazy couple days there, but I'm happy to be here.
Drake, it's very interesting. You said in an article just recently that was put out in NHL, you talked about just the kind of player you are, and the Blackhawks don't want to change you, that they really went to get you because they tried to recruit you out of college, but they give you the freedom to be the kind of player you are as opposed to trying to conform to something else. How what kind of player are you, and at the end of the day, how do you help the Blackhawks?
You know, I try to bring a little bit of everything. I try to bring some speed and a little bit of skill. I try to bring a little bit of grit and aggression and kind of play, that agitator, a bit of a rat role and get under guys' skin. And, hopefully as my time goes on here, I can grow and get some more ice time maybe on the penalty kill and hopefully grow into some power play and all that sort of stuff. But I try to, bring a blend of everything and just try to help the team out in any way I can. I play left wing, right wing, center, and have a bit of versatility there. So, hopefully I can help out the team any sort of way I can. But, that versatility definitely goes a long way.
You know, it takes patience, right? I mean, you got DeBrinket and Saad and a young man named Patrick Kane. All playing wing, and you gotta be able to bide your time. I know you're still waiting for your first back of the net for the Blackhawks, but it's going to come.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I think there's a ton of great players here to learn from, and some are older than me, and some are younger than me. And you're always observing and always learning the game from all the different guys around you. And I think there's a great group of guys here to learn the game from. And obviously the goals and points haven't been coming as of yet, but the chances are definitely there. And you can never really complain if you're getting the chances. It's when you're not getting chances that you got to start worrying.
Hey, Drake, it was almost a year ago that you lost some teeth during a game. I know on Instagram you have it documented. I'm just curious, the funny caption, Steve, it says 3 years of braces for nothing.
because that's what his parents said.
Right, because that's a huge investment. I was wondering, when you have something like that happen during a game and then you have to have emergency repairs, what do they do to you behind the scenes?
A couple needles in the mouth to freeze it up, and then from there, they're just pulling the rest of the teeth out and putting a couple of wires on and cleaning up the blood and stitches and all that sort of stuff. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to come back to the game for that one. I missed the game the next night and then was able to play after that. But I was sitting in a dentist chair for about, I don't know, 2 straight weeks, just going in there every day, getting root canals and pulling the roots out and all that sort of stuff. So it wasn't a pleasurable couple of weeks there, but I definitely look like a hockey player now.
Part of the game. By the way, you don't even get to have that to yourself because of the legend of Duncan Keith's teeth. He got 7 popped out in one game.
Yes. I lost 3. I could have lost 8, but they were able to save 5 of them. So he's got me beat there.
I'm thinking that's probably maybe it is, but I was thinking it's probably not the most painful thing that's happened to you on a hockey rink because you guys get banged around all day.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, when it first happened, obviously the initial shock hurts really bad, but then your body kind of, the adrenaline takes over, and then right away they're freezing you up, and the pain kind of goes away pretty quickly in that sense. But there's definitely been other injuries that, broken bones and stuff like that linger on and hurt a lot longer and a little bit more than the teeth did.
That's a great story. It's a story to story last your whole life. Dave, I'm going to get to the fan question, but one more from you.
Well, I just wonder, having played in Edmonton, Drake, beginning your career there, and of course here now you play with Kane and Taves, and there's so much tradition here with the Blackhawks. I wonder, when you play for the Oilers, do you always kind of have the shadow of guys like Gretzky and Messier hanging over you?
Yeah, I mean, obviously those guys are legends in the city and throughout the league, and they're around the team a little bit, and the whole city kind of thinks about all of the 80s, and it kind of gets hard to move on from that time period, even though it was 20, 30 years ago. But it's one of those places that's very proud of their tradition there as well, and it's a great hockey town. Everyone there is super passionate about the Oilers, and it makes it a fun place to play in that sense. But the Chicago Blackhawks have the same kind of tradition, and it's a pretty cool organization to be a part of as well. And like I said earlier, I'm definitely happy to be here and super excited about the opportunity.
I look forward to seeing you play here a long time, and if you guys send one more to overtime, I'm going to need to be numbed up. By the way, a helpful texter says, with that Caligula reference, maybe we got a new nickname. They referenced Panarin when he was here. Panarin became the bread man.
Right.
So, Caligula becomes Caligula. Maybe we call you the emperor.
I could live with the emperor, but I could not live with Caligula.
No, we call you the emperor. Yeah, that's what I mean.
I like he had hesitation in his voice when you first, you're like, he's like, yeah. Yeah. Where are you going with this?
What is your nickname, Drake? What do they call you?
What's your hockey name?
Oh, God, I've had so many. Everyone called me Draco from Harry Potter. And then, with Edmonton, everyone called me Draker, or
Yeah, what you don't want is Julia.
No, right. No. But yeah. The guy here has been calling me Jules. And
that works.
And everyone in North Dakota called me Cads or Caddy, so that's kind of come here as well. So there's a couple of different nicknames, and everyone, I mean, Hayden's pretty famous for throwing a bunch of nicknames out there. Yep. He's got about six for everybody on the team, so who knows what you might be called throughout the locker room.
Nice kid from North Dakota who doesn't want to hear you complain about how cold it is.
Did we ask the listener question yet?
Here it is. What's your favorite city to visit or play hockey in? That comes from listener Carol Jensen. She gets an autographed puck from your Chicago Blackhawks. Favorite city to visit with a team or actually play hockey in?
My favorite city, I think I got to go with Dallas. I played my first NHL game there, and it's a pretty cool city. And then I've had some pretty good games in that arena too. So I think I got to go with the Dallas option.
There you go. I like it.
All right, man. Thank you. I appreciate you getting up doing this and avoiding practice for as long as you could.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, guys.